A movement is underway in the North Carolina General Assembly to let charter school operators take over the lowest performing traditional public schools. Those schools would be part of what's called an achievement zone. Republican Representative Rob Bryan of Mecklenburg County is leading the way. He's chairman of a committee that's studying the issue.
From my perspective, it's not okay to have kids in schools that are persistently underperforming. And as a Teach for America, former Teach for America teacher, I know that we can do a better job.
His idea is to let charters with a proven record of success run the state's five worst performing schools. It would be a pilot program. A superintendent position would be created to identify those five schools. Bryan tells WFAE's Marshall Terry the selection process would be complicated.
It would involve the superintendent selected going around and visiting those schools, sort of taking stock of what's going on there. And in an ideal world, we'd love to find matches, districts that may recognize that it might be a good idea to try a charter in their particular school or some other kind of turnaround operator. There's complicated factors involved in why a school is or is not succeeding. And we want someone with some turnaround experience, i.e. the superintendent, in working with the districts, working with local communities, to try to find the best matches.
Charter schools have records of success and failure. The state's grading system shows there's a higher percentage of charters that have A's and B's, and a higher percentage with F's compared to traditional public schools. Bryan says only the best charter operators would be considered to take over public schools.
One of the things we've done in this particular language, we've also provided that a charter selected has to either already be a charter that is successful in a turnaround situation, because there are certainly charters that have not done a great job in turnarounds, but there are also charters that have done a great job. So we've put some sort of guardrails on our process where we've said you have to have already exhibited success in doing a turnaround school or already be running a successful charter school in this state. So that's going to it's at least going to exclude everyone. It's going to exclude folks who have no experience running charters and no successful experience running charters.
Bryan says for-profit charter schools are an option. He says he understands that might concern some, and it certainly does. But if schools improve, who cares, he says.
If you're getting good outcomes for our kids, that's what matters to me. I think if you even talk to the ones that are doing a good job, the for-profits that may be doing a real good job with kids, I would think they would tell you when you go into a low-performing school, it's not a money-making endeavor.
Now, I know part of your plan is based on something that's being done in Tennessee right now. I know you've had conversations with Governor Bill Haslam, but there have been mixed results with that one, and specifically improvements in math scores, but not improvements in reading scores. So what do you say to that, the argument that a solution should be a success all around, not just half of it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you find that any pilot program that gets started, part of what you're looking at is, hey, what are we doing right and what's not going as well? You know, we were also looking at New Orleans, and I've talked to folks in New Orleans, which has a much longer history, also a different environment. And both states are different. I mean, we've got to create our own North Carolina model. And one of the things we did in recognizing what happened in Tennessee was trying to put some guardrails on the charters we brought in. Part of the benefit we have that Tennessee didn't, at least arguably, was that we now have a lot of charters that have worked in the turnaround environment. And so we can say we want to cherry pick the ones we know have been successful. Now, it doesn't guarantee success. Just because you were successful in one environment doesn't guarantee success. Just like you could have a great public school and you could that's doing a good job maybe in an urban area, you could go stick it in a rural area. Does that mean they'll be successful there? No. But I think that you at least put some guardrails on that they have shown success, and so you're more hopeful that you'll get the kind of outcome that you're looking for.
And what happens if failure continues? Those are the type of things that Bryan's committee will be addressing through a series of meetings before the legislative session begins in April, beginning today. For WFAE News, I'm Marshall Terry in Charlotte.